The 2012 Local Food Guide for Northwest Arkansas was released last week, and Friday, our local food ambassador, Teresa Maurer, will stop by to discuss it. The new publication tells you where you can find the freshest food grown in Benton, Carroll, Madison, and Washington counties. But instead of purchasing fresh produce, perhaps you're interested in growing your own. If you don't have room for a garden in your backyard, you could plant some seeds in a community garden like the one at St. Thomas Episcopal Church in Springdale. Ron Baker is the head of the Community Garden Committee.
Well, we really wanted to have something here that would draw people in from the community who might not otherwise, have a reason to come out here. And to build that connection between the church and the community that we're a part of, as well as to help people who, maybe can't afford to choose some of the healthier food options that are available, fresh produce being one of the more expensive things that you can buy in the store, and a lot of people, in this economy needing all the help they could get. So to make the resources of the church go the farthest in helping people out, we decided to do the garden, which would create a sustainable food source rather than just going out and buying the food, which would be a one-time thing.
The church sits on about 10 acres adjacent to Interstate 540. The garden currently occupies about half an acre, so Baker says there is plenty of room to grow. The garden was able to get in the ground and running this year thanks to a grant from the city of Springdale and some help from a parishioner who had experience with another community garden on the other side of town.
In talking to Catherine Burkhead, who had worked at the Jones Center on their community garden, she had the experience of starting that garden up and was able to really give us a lot of good advice and to steer us towards some resources, everything from the grant program through the city to the folks who are likely to donate wood chips. The wood chips you see out here were donated by John's Tree Service. So just folks that she had worked with already and had done this before and kind of knew some areas that we would need to focus on. And she was really helpful in putting all of those pieces together. And then we got a committee together here at church of everybody who wanted to participate. And we've had a couple work days out here building fence and tilling up the ground, which for a half acre plot, you learn some hard lessons about things like fence building. The folks who helped us build the fence own some livestock and have done it a couple times before, and the lady of the family, Aletheia, she's 9 months pregnant, and she was out here putting us all to shame, putting fence together, because we're all bumbling, city dwellers who have never built a fence before. So it has provided some enriching relationships already just for those of us who have come out here to start working on it.
Another relationship the garden can improve is the one you have with your food.
A lot of people don't really realize that food just kind of comes out of the ground. The food is from these plants that you can actually grow and do that stuff yourself. It doesn't start off in the supermarket. And it's a neat connection to have participated in raising the food that you're eating. It also is an interesting way to sort of explore your vulnerability or the risk as a person, because we're kind of always accustomed to things just coming out all right, but when you're growing something, you're very much at the mercy of the weather, the climate, any sort of thing that could come and destroy that what you're working so hard on. So it's also an interesting connection in that spiritual sense of vulnerability and in trying to coax this life out of the ground and being largely at the mercy of nature. When you read most Bible stories, they are told to farmers using farm terminology that they would have been familiar with, but that most people who haven't necessarily raised crops or livestock or something like that would really resonate with them. So it's kind of a good way to connect to scripture in that way too.
A few plots have already been staked out, and gardeners are growing a variety of crops like tomatoes, onions, and cucumbers.
The food can be, you can do with it as you please. It's your garden. So they may decide to take it home. They may decide to donate it to the food pantry or use it for the Tuesday lunch program or any variety of things, really. It's up to the individual. We've talked about using some garden plots to support specific things like our Tuesday lunch program, where maybe we would be able to send those folks home with some more healthy food that they could have later on in the week, and to help build that connection as well.
Baker explains the Tuesday lunch program provides a free meal to anybody who comes by the church during lunchtime on Tuesdays. Plots for the community garden come in increments of 10 feet. A large plot is 40 by 40 feet, and it costs $40 for the season. Baker explains the fee is enough to defray the cost of watering. Smaller plots are available for less money, and if price is an issue, there are people who are willing to sponsor gardeners. There are some bylaws for the garden, which Baker says basically state that participants will be respectful of others, maintain their plots, and will help put the garden to bed at the end of the season. More information is available at stthomasspringdale.org or 751-9184.